You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to this week's Braves podcast. We're changing things up this week, and I'm going to talk to some of the players around camp today. I'm going to talk to Mark Lemke, former second baseman, who's here in camp. It looks good to see you here in uniform.
That feels good. It's been a while, and it just feels good to roam around the fields and put a uniform back on.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen a lot of familiar faces around here. You got Javi, Andrew, and of course some of the old guys still playing for the Braves, Frenchie and Kelly Johnson.
Yeah, and Charlie Lee Brand around here, and I guess Tim Hudson will be coming back. So it's good to see some of the old guys and as well as the young guys. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to come to camp was get a look at the young guys and see all the new faces.
Yeah, well, you know, prospects lists weren't what they were back in the late 80s and aren't what they are now back in the late 80s and early 90s. But do you think that this group maybe mirrors what the Braves had there in the late 80s and early 90s?
Maybe so, but not so much on a number standpoint. I don't remember this many prospects coming in. And obviously it's the good work in the offseason by John Coppola and John Hart and transforming the Braves from really a bottom-of-the-rung organization to now a top-tier organization.
Yeah, well, and you mentioned Andrew Jones is here in camp, and he went into the Braves Hall of Fame earlier this week. What do you remember about the youngest or the earliest days that you spoke to Andrew?
Well, the earliest day I spoke to him was when he was 16 and he signed. He came in the clubhouse and he came over to my locker. I met him and his dad, but it was amazing a couple of years later, and boom, he's on the World Series team in 96, and to me, the best center fielder ever to play the game. Now, that's only from what I've seen. You know, people can argue that, but he's certainly arguably and up there in any conversation when you talk about center fielders.
Can you take us back to that night at Yankee Stadium, the team's reaction was when he came back in the dugout there after the first home run and then go to the second home run?
You're just amazed. I mean, you're kind of stunned, at what you're watching. And then he does it again, second time, and you're like, this kid's for real, you know? I mean, it's only him and Mickey Mantle. Mickey Mantle, I think he became the youngest now to homer twice in the World Series game. And it was amazing. It's been, that's kind of how his career went. It was a storybook career.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it. He started a year in Durham. and now he's on the stage there at Yankee Stadium. What about how much of an influence did he have? Look, Maddox, Glavine, Smoltz, they're great. How much of an influence did he have on their career, especially the latter part of their careers?
Well, I'm sure they'll speak for it, but enormous. Yeah. I mean, balls up in the air, they were just outs. And, they may not have been the pitches they wanted, and they got hit harder than they wanted them to get hit. And he turned them into outs. He turned doubles into outs. He turned, singles, the balls that were not hit hard, that were going to be looping loopers in the center field. Those were outs. I mean, he played a shallow center field but could go get the ball as well.
What about, as you go on, you played second base while Dion was there, while Otis was there. You saw some good athletic center fielders. How is Andrew different than those guys?
Well, I also played, I played second base, but I also had him behind me in right field one time.
Yeah.
And as an infielder, anytime the ball goes out to the outfield, you know pretty much it's going to drop or this one's in there. And I'll never forget this one night, a line drive was hit over my head at second base, and I said, oh, that's in there for a hit, darn it. And he caught it. And it was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. And then from then on out, it was just a normal thing. Andrew's going to get it.
Yeah, and as Turner Field nears its end, the two guys that you're always going to remember from Turner Field are the Jones boys. And it's I don't think Braves fans have ever forgotten about Andrew Jones. But at the same time, I think this is a great honor, especially as coming upon a time where Turner Field's memories are going to be celebrated.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't think he gets enough recognition of how great he really was. I think, those people, obviously Chipper, you know what he's done, and he'll get his share of recognition for it. But I don't think people realize how great Andrew Jones' play in center field was, and that's not even counting his home runs and all the other things he did. He's just to me, the greatest center fielder ever to play the game.
And fun guy to have in the clubhouse.
Yeah, great guy. Great guy. Yes, he was.
Did Blauser, did you and Blauser do some hazing with the young kid?
Well, he got a little bit of flack from, we did some haze, but I used to take care of Andrew. You know, I always was there for him, you know, because he was one of the younger guys. But the outfielders just give him a little bit of a hard time. And I won't mention any of their names, but they gave him a hard time.
So they're the ones that treated him like a kid.
Yeah, they're the ones that got it.
Yeah. So who is it, you know, you've read all about these prospects. I know you're just getting your first look at them. Was there anyone down here that you came down and you're really looking forward to seeing, being in a middle infielder, I'm guessing? Dan's being Ozzy, you're going to catch your eyes.
Yeah, both those guys. I got to meet Ozzy Albies up in Atlanta when we were signing autographs. I sat right next to him, got to talk to him for a little while. But I never did meet Dansby, and I was looking forward to that. And just seeing, you know, the first impression is going to be, I couldn't believe how the size, you know. Both of them. Albies is small, and Dansby's a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, so those were two guys I definitely had an eye on. And then, heck, there was a boatload of pitchers.
Yeah.
I mean, that you can't wait to see and see what they got, and hopefully they all turn out great.
Perfect. Well, thank you for joining us today.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.